Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Limits, lay it on me. What did Aaron Rodgers, I intentionally didn't look this up during our brief intermission, what did Aaron Rodgers say so far on the Pat McAfee show?
All right, Joe, and he's still going. He's still talking to McAfee and the fellas, but Aaron telling the world that this is it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything, so... you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Fun, love, and peace we're headed for here, Limits.
Playing for a cornerstone franchise.
Aaron Rodgers last year. Now, let me ask you, what if it goes really well? What if it goes really well and he plays really well? He said, I'm pretty sure this is it. I would still think there may be another year left if it goes well. I'm not betting it will go well. I'm not saying there won't be fun, love, and peace. But I'm thinking it might not go well. But if it does, there could still be another year in there, right?
I think there's a possibility, even though I do think it's kind of small. It's a slight possibility because he kind of seems like, we were talking about how is Rodgers invested in this season. So what makes you think that he's going to even be invested for next year, depending on what happens? Unless he has a Brett Favre type of renaissance from the Jets to Minnesota, to the Jets, to the Steelers, and goes to the AFC Championship game. Unless that's the case, I think this is probably it for Aaron. Like, will that fire return for him? Maybe in another organization where there's not as much pressure on him as there was to be the Jets' savior.
Things change. That's all I would say, is once you get into the season, and you know, he's going to see close up what this organization is like and what this team is like. And the last we saw them, they were being accused of quitting during a playoff game. The defense didn't seem real happy, maybe with one another. Remember Deshaun Elliott shredding his teammates? Remember Marlon Humphrey, I think, for the Ravens, saying, alluding to some problems in Pittsburgh? I don't know that it's all fun, love, and peace here, is what I'm trying to say. But maybe he finds great harmony in Pittsburgh, and maybe the Steelers actually are competitive in a playoff game for the first time in, well, it would be 9 years, actually play a competitive playoff game. I'm not betting on it. And what I would bet on as a bigger possibility is that things go south here with him, and that he's on this very show, the McAfee show, very subtly referencing some of the things that have gone south. We'll see. They're the ones who have to prove it. He's the one who has to prove he can still play. You know what I mean?
What do you think the stat line would have to be for Rodgers in the event that he would come back for another year? Convince himself that, yeah, actually, I do want to play one more season. It went really well here with the Steelers. Maybe one more push to the playoffs could actually get us to a championship-level team. So do you think that they would have to win at least one playoff game, and he would have to not look like Peyton Manning in his final year?
I think he would just have to be healthy. He would have to appear happy. He would have to put up good numbers. And yeah, I think a playoff game or two, they'd have to make a run.
They'd have to go to the conference championship.
And then you never know. Things change. I mean, he didn't say this is it. He said, I'm pretty sure this is it. But this thing spread like wildfire now across social media.
Schefter's already put Aaron Rodgers likely going to retire after this season.
Yeah.
And that's catching a lot of steam.
I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we did a one-year deal.
Also, why is Schefter tweeting that he said the quote, pretty sure this is it, the last season in Pittsburgh, and he still puts the Aaron Rodgers picture in a 12 jersey, where there's pictures of Aaron Rodgers from practice in an 8 jersey. That's just ridiculous to me.
All right, do you
believe... What the hell are you doing, Schefter?
Do you believe... Do you believe this, oh limitless
wonder? That Schefter's the one posting his own graphic?
No, that Rodgers, Brooke Pryor picked up on this one, says he doesn't want to live a life in the public eye. Says when he's done playing football, you won't see me, as a quote. Do you believe that for 5 seconds? I don't.
No, but I do think that there is a possibility that he somewhat goes off the grid. Yeah, I do. Like, now, at the same time, he invited in the documentary film crew to the darkness retreat.
We've seen everywhere that he's gone that has allegedly been, you know, yes, darkness retreats and ayahuasca ceremonies and journeys and things like that.
But maybe
he
happy
doesn't
wife,
strike me as the type of guy who won't want to be in the limelight somehow.
Happy wife, happy life might be the case. Maybe his wife doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Is he actually legally married? Did we ever get an answer to that?
Well, he is married, according to the question that Brooke Pryor asked him. Is that a wedding ring? Yes. How long's it been? A few months. Congratulations. Thank you. That was the extent of that. We don't know who he's married to. He could be married to a dolphin, for all we know.
I don't know. I don't know about that. You won't see me. I thought we'd never see Ben. I thought Ben would retweet.
I mean, he has a Twitter account that
would
retweets
retreat
some stuff.
To a quiet life. I really did. And now you're telling me that Rodgers, listen.
What about Ben
you're
gave
telling
you the indication
Rodgers,
he was going to be in a quiet life? Ben was always talkative. He was doing shows with Ron. I want to know what Ben has to say.
Because he seemed to just hate to be in the media. He seemed to not really be that.
He willingly did the show with Ron.
For a while, till it stopped.
Because the Steelers told him to not do it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Steelers can't tell Ben anything. They may have suggested to him to stop doing it. One of the things that he told people while he was doing the show here is the Steelers can't tell me what to do.
That's true.
He did a show at the opposing radio station,
for God's
sake.
So he must have done
it
on his own volition.
I don't know. I didn't think Ben was the type to want to go on and you know, opinionate, if that's a word, and talk and be in the limelight. That was just my gut feel. But he not only has he done it, he's very good at it. His podcast is excellent. So you think Rodgers won't get involved in politics? You think he won't be on Rogan and McAfee and anything else he can find? He just disappears? I don't.
No, I didn't say fully disappear.
He did. He said, you won't see me.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Thank
I don't
you,
buy
limits.
That. I think he's probably going to step back a little bit compared to being one of the biggest faces in all of professional sports.
I don't. I think you might see him run for office. In some way, shape, or form. You will see him. He said he doesn't. Brooke Pryor reported he doesn't want to live a life in the public eye. I would bet great money that Aaron Rodgers will be in the public eye for a long, long time. Could be wrong. Maybe he goes on a permanent ayahuasca retreat. I don't know.
Would you like to hear what Aaron had to say about why he joined the Steelers?
Yes, I would, Limits.
How are you, man? You're a Pittsburgh Steeler. Hey, okay, it's the first time talking to you since you become a Pittsburgh Steeler. Yeah. How does it feel, and what has it been like over the last few weeks getting to know the boys?
Well, it's been great, man. I really enjoyed it. I had a great 3 days out there for mini camp with the boys. Did some individual work, but mostly just kind of watched on the side and talked to Arthur and Tom Arth and I had a good time, man. It's fun. I was doing a bunch of events out there, so I got out there, went to Tomlin's house for a barbecue, went to Cam Hayward's house for a barbecue, did Cam's golf event on the Monday, had a good time. So just you know, meeting the guys, getting to know the guys. It's strange that there's no names on the back of the jerseys. So it's all facial recognition. And I'm pretty damn good with names, but it would help if there was like a name on the back. You could, you know, lock that in with some of the guys you haven't quite fully got to talk to yet.
So Aaron's starting to make his way in.
I do like that.
How about the barbecue at Tomlin's house?
What do you think was the better barbecue, Tomlin or Hayward's house? I'm going with Tomlin on this one.
I think Tomlin probably had a lead spread.
Yeah, totally elite.
Impressed the new quarterback in town.
I do like the things he's saying. I will say that.
Yeah.
He's winning the PR battle early here. Don't know if a guy who turns 42 in December is still going to be able to play. And I think that's most reflected in his interception totals.
I think it's also going to be...
limits. Do you know how many interceptions he has in the last 2 years? Wrong.
20.
23. And do you know how many he had over the previous 5 years compared to 23?
Wrong. 24.
Less than 23. So he had more interceptions the past 2 years than his previous five combined. And I just... Are the Steelers the type of place where a quarterback like him comes to thrive?
It's going to depend on that offensive line. Or any quarterback comes to thrive? Is Broderick Jones going to have success on the left side of the line?
Depends on more than that limits. It depends on the game plan every week, I would say, it would have something to do with it.
Also true.
And last I checked, they didn't have one opening drive touchdown all of last year.
The
best work you do during the week, you would think, is your opening script. Everything goes into that. Try to get a lead in the game. And they never did it. We saw this offense.
Artie's script is the one that none of the producers will pick up for a movie. It doesn't score. It doesn't win. Nobody picks it. It doesn't reach the end zone. It doesn't reach the box office.
I do like that limits. And the last I checked in their last six playoff games, their six-game losing streak, what's the score in the first quarter?
I'm glad you asked. 73-0.
Wrong. 73-0.
Wrong.
Is Michael McHenry joining us next?
I have not heard from Michael, so I'm going to guess no.
Seems like a bad sign.
I think he's coaching USA Baseball.
No, he's not. He was on the Pirate broadcast last night.
I was trying to cover for Michael. I don't know where he is.
No, it's okay. He's been great.
He has.
If he can't join us today, that's fine. Do we still have callers on the line with their five best athletes of this century? Let's redo that topic. Recap. Reset is the word I'm looking for. Our quarter century series continues on this show with the five best Pittsburgh athletes of this century.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.